CliffCentral.com.
All right. Got an update on EastRanders, but I'm going to have to do it myself because it's in writing this morning. So we have a written submission to EastRanders.
Oh,
do you want to hear it?
That's different.
Yes, I know. And EastRanders, of course, brought to you usually by Amanda, who's from the East Rand. And this morning, are these two friends of yours? You need to just explain to us who these people are that I'm about to tell the story of.
They're two East Rand beauties, but they weren't beauties at the end anymore.
What like, do you, well, don't end. Give away the story, but yeah, you know these people?
I do, all very, right. very well, okay. yeah.
Well, let's get into it. Here's this morning's episode of East Randers.
Okay. Now, beauties, Gareth, so you've got to have the right tone.
The day two girls from the Vale decided to try out Ilova.
Okay.
So, two girls from the Vale, let's call them Kim and Kylie, decide they're going to go have a chilled night at Babylon. They didn't expect it to get wild because they didn't know anyone. So, Ivory, who's that?
Sorry, I changed the names because I thought the names were weird.
Oh,
so,
that's Kim.
Kylie is Ivory.
Okay,
sorry.
That's good. Right, so, Kylie said she just fetched Kim and they'd go through because it's going to save them some money because Uber's expensive these days, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, so things are chilled. It's 9 p.m. They're in Babylon. It's boring, so they decide to take a walk. Then they bump into a mutual friend, and their drinks start flowing and flowing and flowing. But they're still fine. The music is pumping, and they're all having a jewel. Then the mutual friend suggests they go to Union because they had guest list. Right? Yeah. So Kim and Kylie decide to go for an hour and check out the vibe, and then they go back to Babylon again later. So Union's pumping, and the drinks are flowing again. And the music is so good that they decide they're going to stay a little longer. Kim then spots a friend of hers. Let's call him Mr. D.
Okay, then.
Mr. D's got a friend. Let's call him Sid. And they all start partying and loving life. The music is pumping. The drinks are flowing. And Union is so lit. And then Sid, this criminal, starts buying silver tequila.
Oh, that's where it turns.
Trays and trays of the stuff. They're drinking it like water. Still at this point thinking they're fine. So the one chick, Kim, goes to join Mr. D outside for a cigarette and a glass of champagne, leaving Kylie with Sid. So they're mixing champagne, silver tequila, God knows what
else. That's a disaster.
Revolting. All right, so after a while, Kim realizes she wants to go back to Babylon because Union is boring. At this point, Kim still thinks she's totally okay. When she walks back to the dance floor, Kylie and Sid are making out like the world is about to end, and they're the only two people on the planet, right? Kim eventually pulls Kylie away from Sid. They all start, they think they're fine. They decide they're going back to Babylon. They're taking a while now because a group of people going to Babylon suddenly got a whole lot bigger because of Sid and his silver tequila. Now he's got a crew. These people, you know, it's amazing. Like if you buy around, suddenly there's just plenty of parasites that come out of the woodwork.
Oh yes, you better believe it.
Anyway, Kim starts to get impatient in her drunken state and decides to run off into the bushes because she was determined to get to Babylon. Nah, I'm going nah. So she runs off. Anyway, Kylie runs off, leaving the group behind to catch up with her friend. At this point, Kim realizes after a brief jog that she's not feeling so great and she wants to go home, so they get to the car. Kylie thought it would give her time to sober up if they went to Babylon because she was quite drunk at this point. Anyway, they eventually decide to get in the car and they sit down and they both realize they're not feeling great. Now they can't move. And Kylie says, don't worry, let's just chill for 2 minutes and then we can drive home. This is a very bad idea. So she puts down the windows in the car and they put their heads back and all of a sudden they don't feel so great because now everything is spinning. They then stick their heads out of the window and the one vomits all over the parking garage floor. Ooh. Kim starts to decide she now needs to vomit and they start vomiting and vomiting and vomiting both of them. Kim leans over and says to Kylie, I'm not feeling so great. So Kylie says, just close your eyes for 5 minutes. So Kylie checks the time. It's 2:10 a.m. And then she says, okay, 2:30, we'll drive. And she closes her eyes. The next thing, they hear a knock on the window. The security guard asks if they're okay. She says, yep, I'm fine. Feeling better now. Taps Kim on the shoulder. Wake her up. They start the car and they realize it's 6 a.m. They fell asleep in the car and slept for 4 hours. Moral of the story? No silver tequila.
Oh, that's the only moral.
And stay in the East Rand because Ilova can be just as dangerous.
Wow.
This is the East Rand, hey. Yo.
Have you guys ever slept in your cars?
East Randers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like passed out, like just time and place had to happen.
Yeah, okay.
No.
I could never sleep in my car. After what, a night out?
No. Yeah, like, see, that for me seems like a better plan than to have tried to
I was once so tired. I'd woken up to do the show and I hadn't slept properly the night before, and I got to the gym. I was going to go and train and I was exhausted, and I just put my seat back in the car and I had a little doze for about 20 minutes in the car. Okay. That was the only time, and it was during the day. That was the only time I've had a sleep. But a car is a horribly uncomfortable place to sleep.
When you are tired, when you have had the crankiest of cranky experiences, it will seem like it's a 1,000 thread counts or something. You will make that backseat your favorite place. CliffCentral.com